The grant is part of ANA's goal of strengthening children, families, and communities through work with tribes and village governments. Ethan Pettigrew is Vice President for Cultural and Educational Services at the Heritage Center.
It is a youth development grant, and it will be serving young people from the ages of 14 through 25. And its goal, overall arching goal, is to improve community connections or connectedness by our young people with a larger Native community. And that we believe at the Heritage Center that by doing this, well, we feel that there's a definite connection between young people feeling connected to their community and the outcomes in their educational and vocational work.
He says a survey the Heritage Center conducted found a disconnect between young Alaska Natives and the larger Native community.
So we're going to attempt to try to bring the Native community together in giving support to these young people.
The Heritage Center plans to develop weekly classes and one-on-one coaching for students to provide guidance for achieving high school graduation requirements.
As we all know, graduation rates for Alaska Native students in the school district here is got some very high numbers that don't graduate. And so we want to set about tackling that. And our philosophy here is that we can accomplish that through cultural education. And so everything we do here is, you know, definitely tied to our cultures, whether it's traditional or contemporary. We try to move our students and elevate them, lift them up through our culture, because we feel that kids, unless they have a good grounding in who they are and understand our history, that impedes their movement forward for many of them.
Pettigrew says there'll be weekly activities, many led by youth, to help young Natives become more connected with the Native community at large. The program will provide up to 30 internships at the Heritage Center, too. The interns will get experience working at the Heritage Center during the peak visitor season during the summer months.
Anybody 14 through 25 will be able to apply for an internship. I would suggest that if people are interested in that, that they connect with the high school program here, and especially if they're high school students, to become enrolled in our after-school high school program, because through that they will then be in these classes automatically, which will help prepare them for that next step.
Pettigrew says having young people set goals and providing them with support along the way is the key. The program is expected to begin early next year. Pettigrew says the Heritage Center is already looking for people to serve as guidance counselors and for those who can contribute a strong sense of community.
In order for our cultures, our Native nations, Indigenous groups to carry on and be successful in the future, we want to prepare our young people with the best possible cultural and contemporary education as well. We're not saying we don't want to be part of this greater scene with standards. And in fact, everything we do here is tied into state and national standards. So we feel that can only help our kids when it comes time to take those HSGQEs and be prepared for the next step in their lives.
The 3-year project is expected to serve 100 youth each year.